T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot visited a location where out-of-class public school students are spending the day with their teachers on strike for a fourth school day. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
You saw me on TV.
Yeah.
What?
Mayor Lightfoot disputes a statement from Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey that her making plain yesterday that there's no more money in the till to bargain over stops negotiations. In fact, the two sides are still bargaining.
He overstates things dramatically, and I get that. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Jackson said, we wanted to make sure that the CTU bargainers who kept coming to the table with new ask and new ask and new ask understood and were reminded of the precarious nature of CPS's finances.
The location of the mayor's Q&A with reporters was moved from the Marwin Arts Center vestibule where it had been originally set up when striking teachers showed up on the other side of the plate glass window. In River North, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Developing right now, Massachusetts Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren just finished talking to a packed crowd outside DePriest Elementary School on the west side. She's in town rallying support for striking teachers.
Everyone in America should support you in this strike. And the reason is because when you go out and fight, you don't just fight for yourselves. You fight for the children of this city and the children of this country.
Warren says Chicago needs a leader in Washington who's willing to fight for public school students. WBBM's Mike Krauser is there on the scene, and we'll hear from him throughout the day. A Chicago man is facing close to 30 years in prison after being charged in a head-on collision that left two people dead over the weekend.
Horrific tragedy is what this is.
25-year-old Juan Rodea Cruz of Humboldt Park is charged with DUI in connection with the deadly crash early Sunday morning. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin says Rodea Cruz was northbound in the southbound lanes of Route 83 near 55th Street in Clarendon Hills when he struck an oncoming car.
The defendant had an odor of alcoholic beverage coming from his breath, bloodshot, glassy eyes. The officers also observed two cans of Modelo beer, one of which was open.
A judge has ordered Rodea Cruz held on $750,000 bond, well below the $5 million bond requested by the county. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Village trustees in Buffalo Grove are going ahead with the sale of recreational marijuana. The Daily Herald reports, despite 4.5 hours of comments from residents against the plan, the board voted to approve sales at two locations, and they must be in non-residential areas. Four student athletes at Plainfield Central High School are under investigation for a reported hazing incident. Details on exactly what happened are not being disclosed. Grandparent Kathy Gatto tells CBS 2.
The kids need to know that there are some penalties for their actions. They're not always going to get away with stuff, and they should not be so brazen in what they feel like their right to do to somebody else.
School officials say all involved are juveniles. There's a new head of the state agency in charge of providing affordable housing.
Kristen Faust, who had been president of Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago, has been picked to become executive director of the Illinois Housing Development Authority. Faust will run the agency, which works to create and preserve affordable housing across Illinois. Faust is a graduate of Harvard, where she obtained a master's degree in urban planning. She becomes head of the IHDA on November 12th. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The teacher strike having a major impact on student athletes.
38 public league teams are set to play in the Class 2A and 3A state soccer playoffs. The Sun-Times says principals from two schools filed an appeal with the Illinois High School Association over the weekend to try to reinstate CPS soccer teams to state playoffs. The IHSA said no. Because of the strike, the teams have been forced to forfeit their games. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A federal judge has refused to dismiss the city of Chicago's lawsuit against former Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The lawsuit seeks to recoup the $130,000 that the city says the police department spent to investigate Smollett's claim that he was the victim of a racist and anti-gay attack back in January.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.